us in peace.
When do we want it?
Now.
Free. U.S. generosity, Israeli atrocity.
U.S. generosity, Israeli atrocity.
U.S. generosity, Israeli atrocity.
U.S. generosity, Israeli.
What they mean by U.S. generosity, I guess, is that there's $3 billion per year besides other funds that go to Israel from the United States. Netanyahu and Hitler are the same, only difference the name. Netanyahu and Hitler are the same, the only difference is the name. Death, death to this occupation, end the occupation.
Death, death to the occupation, end the occupation.
End the occupation now.
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 Israel out of Palestine now.
Israel out of Palestine now.
One, two, three, four.
Two, three, four.
Occupations no more.
Occupations no more.
Of course, we're talking about these imperialist occupations, not the Occupy Wall Street movement. We need more of that. In fact, I think we should give kudos to the occupation movement. A lot of these people are busy. They're doing day-to-day stuff, like rehabbing houses on the north side, helping people who are getting their homes foreclosed, trying to hold off the sheriff, negotiating with the sheriff about foreclosures and rent. We have to remember, too, you know, we've seen a lot of this stuff going on around the world. This is about Palestine. But whenever the oppressed people begin to raise their voices, the oppression always happens. We've seen it over and over exhaustively, and we're going to see more of it. But the way to beat the occupiers, the way to beat these occupations of Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, all the occupations, the only way to end them is through unity. Brother Shariari was talking about unity. If we don't have unity here, we won't have unity with our brothers overseas. We have to show ourselves here that we can help each other. I hope that people and communities are helping each other when people are in need. Because if we don't, then there's something wrong with us. But the people in Occupy, they have been at the forefront of fighting the U.S. government, exposing the weaknesses of the U.S. government, saying that the 99% is oppressed. This is big. It's real. A lot of us don't consider us the 99%. They think they're better than everybody else, but they are anyway. You may not think it, but you're oppressed too. And the only way we can do it is by uniting. So once again, I say, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live the Intifada!
Long live the Intifada!
Long live resistance!
Long live resistance!
Long live the Intifada!
Long live the Intifada!
Long live the resistance!
Long live the resistance!
No justice, no peace!
No justice, no peace!
Israel out of the Middle East!
Israel out of the Middle East!
No justice, no peace!
No justice, no peace!
Israel out of the Middle East!
Israel out of the Middle East!
Occupation is a crime!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Occupation is the crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Black, red, yellow, white!
Black, red, yellow, white!
Oppressed people must unite!
Oppressed people must unite!
Black, red, yellow, white!
Black, red, yellow, white!
Oppressed people must unite!
Oppressed people must unite!
Black, red, yellow, white!
Black, red, yellow, white!
Oppressed people must unite!
Oppressed people must unite!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
I'm getting out of breath here and